You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Mutual Audio Network, where relaxation and imagination blend. Listen responsibly. The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Hi, everyone. This is Bob Arnold from Chatterbox Audio Theater, dropping in before today's show just long enough to say a special thanks to the playwright of today's piece, Matthew Paul Olmos. We really appreciate him giving us permission to record this script, The Nature of Captivity. This is a really cool script. It was developed through the Mabu Minds Suite Resident Artist Program, mentored by Ruth Malachek and Terry O'Reilly, and it was awarded the BBC's Top Prize of the Americas. It's also available as a full-length stage play through Samuel French, and we'll leave a direct link to that in the show notes. You can also find it by searching the Samuel French website for The Nature of Captivity. So if your theater company or your school is looking for a really interesting, challenging, unique script to produce, I hope you will consider the one that you are about to hear. Thanks so much. Thanks again to Matthew, and enjoy.
Chatterbox Audio Theater presents The Nature of Captivity by Matthew Paul Olmos.
You, Justice? Hello? Oh, you scared me, Justice!
It's the same sound I always make, Nellie. I don't know what you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, well, you have to rack it every time you come back. Jeez!
I see you looking at this chicken, Nellie. Don't you be pretending that you ain't.
I can smell it.
Yeah? And what do you smell?
Mostly what I smell is you, Jess. Stink much?
Aw, what's the matter?
Nothing. Come on, get that bird over here and we'll get it opened up some.
Let's do it just outside, right here.
I heard the shots, you know.
Yeah, well, they was loud.
So?
What?
Don't mess, Jess. Just tell me what.
Aw, come on, Nellie. Here I brought home something special that we could have together, and you just sitting there pretending you don't care.
I said get it over so we can open up.
And I said to just step outside a few steps, and we'll do just exactly that.
And I said, what was the shots?
Tell you after we eat.
I don't know how I'm going to eat a thing if there's been gunshots in my mind that ain't been accounted for.
There's been lots of shots ain't been accounted for, Nellie.
Not when Lulu's still out there, Justice.
Lou's fine.
You seen her?
No, but...
Then how you know?
'Cause I looked for her and nothing.
The shots, Jess.
They hit the bridge, Nellie.
I weren't asking about no bridge, Jess. I was asking about shots.
Who was holding up underneath that bridge, Nellie?
Can't you ever just answer me what I ask?
They gone, Nellie. They bloodied up on that heap now. Come on, Nellie. Now it's all right. You cry if you feel.
I ain't crying. That ain't what I do no more.
What is it then?
What is it? Lou was with them at the bridge. That's what it is.
There was only 3 shots, Nellie. 3 shots and 3 of them.
You went to the heap?
Where you think I come across this chicken you too stubborn to admit you're salivating over?
I don't salivate.
So there I is at the heap, checking to see if they piled any more things on top.
You mean, if they was going to pile Lou on top, don't you?
You want to hear my tale, or don't you want to hear my tale? Because I can stop telling my tale, and you can just sit there not knowing nothing.
One of these days, Jess, you're going to want to know something that I got inside my head. You're going to be salivating for it. And you know what?
No, you tell me what.
I ain't gonna give it to you.
So right there, right in the mess and slop of that old heap, I come across this sloshing about.
Slosh what?
Oh, Nellie, I don't even know I can describe it for you.
Well, what it sound like?
Like when you step into something wet.
What it look like?
Like, yuck.
Well, what the hell was it?
It was Gooch, crouched in mountain some bitch that I would not go inside for warmth.
Oh, Jess, what is the matter with you? Why'd you go and tell me a foul story like that for?
Because, Nellie, I want for you to appreciate just what the situation was when I turned from watching Gooch squish squish to hear this pit-pat, pit-pat.
Pit-pat, pit-pat.
Right there, pecking along behind me was pit-pat, pit-pat.
Oh, pit-pat, I get it now.
So forget the Gooch, and I get going towards Chicken, thinking how it'll feel when I get my grips, then...
Then what? What?
The shots, Nellie. Three of them. One, then two, then three. So I throw myself down.
And Chicken?
What about Chicken?
Did Chicken get down? Did Chicken get scared of the shots?
Well, you know what? I don't know what Chicken done.
Must have done something.
Well, I guess when I could hear there wasn't any more shots to come, I looked back and, yeah, Chicken was pit-pat pecking just like before.
You think Chicken didn't hear?
Hey! Hey, Chicken! Was you heard the shots or nuh-uh? Hello?
Oh, well, Nellie, what do shots mean to Chicken anyways?
You think Chicken don't know shots?
Well, it don't know their shots.
How could Chicken not know their shots?
Same as we didn't know their shots when we first heard them.
Yeah, but after all what's happened...
You have to learn shots, Nellie.
How do you know one of those shots wasn't Lulu? I don't think that you do.
I waited for them tractor machines to pull up.
Yeah, so?
They put three bodies, Nellie. One, then two, then three. And that's it.
Yeah, but you didn't see her. You don't know.
There was nothing else inside that tractor machine, Nellie. If they'd have kept her, I'd have seen her in the nets with all the other stuffs they collect. Believe in me, Nellie. Lulu is coming home.
Maybe she was Gooch. Maybe Gooch got right up from that smelly bitch and ran as fast as his legs would allow to make sure that his Lulu was okay.
Well, that is not what Gooch done after them tractors moved off, after they put those bodies.
He helped you with the bodies?
Nellie, I can't just go atop the heap and start removing bodies. They'll know we're here.
Oh.
But even if I had been able, I doubt old Gooch would have been much help.
I don't know why you gotta talk so down on Gooch every day of...
Nellie, I'm gonna give you one educated hint as to what Gooch was doing so special that he did not run after Lou today. Sniff, sniff.
Hey, what are you touching my nose for?
Because I am trying to get you to use a bit of logic. Now, what was it Gooch was doing at the beginning of the story?
So what, Jess?
So what do you think he went back to doing at the end of the story?
He went back to doing that?
Well, I'm assuming he hadn't finished.
Finish?
Yeah, finish.
How could he want to finish?
Nellie, only somebody who's never finished could ever ask the question, how could he want to finish?
Well, sorry, but if there are bodies up above, bodies that used to be alive with us...
Well, doing that helps.
Oh, you are a nasty Jess. And that is why you'll never get a family of your own. You've a rancid mind.
There ain't a thing wrong doing that, Nellie. Something you'd know if you ever went outside.
I don't want to know, Jess. It sounds just about awful.
Oh, it ain't awful, Nellie.
Oh, yes, it is. Why, it's uncaring and selfish, and apparently it smells awful.
Smelling awful is part of what makes it good, though.
Excuse me, but smelling awful is not a part of what I call good.
When you're there, you get a good foothold and you just...
Just what?
You just let go, Nellie, of everything. Why, I used to take my Rosemary and I'd get that downright slamming, that straight up banging going on her. Why, it knocked the worry clean out of her and me.
Well... I'd like not to worry so much about things.
And yeah, my beautiful Rosemary could smell something god-awful sometimes. But smelling her, tasting her, just scratching into her and hearing her howl through me. Nellie, it's like there we are using all our senses, like, all at once.
That sounds okay, I guess, but...
What?
Why is it gotta be so...
So slamming and banging into...
Just trust, Nelly. When you are laying there, getting thumped nice and solid, you will be wishing there was more slamming, more banging into.
And there's another thing. Why's it gotta be me? Don't I ever get to give it to them?
I'm sure they wouldn't mind.
Somebody who's sweet on me, who says the most kindest things on me, who let me give it to them ever so soft, ever so nice.
You ever want to meet anybody you can give it to like that, Nelly, you're going to have to put yourself out there.
I'll meet somebody, Jess, and I'll go outside to do it. But not today, though. Not with gunshots. Now, come on. We better get ready chicken for Lou get home.
All right, then. Split her into three parts. You sure you don't want to just separate it right there in the doorway? I'll be right there with you. We'll even leave the door open.
Justice.
Small steps, Nelly. If you don't take him, ain't nothing ever gonna change.
Just, I think what if the feathers fly off and give us away that we're here?
You know they're gonna find us, Nelly.
You don't know that, Justice. I know that you don't.
Nelly.
Maybe they'll forget to check this spot and... Maybe they'll make some of them new buildings so tall that they'll shadow us, make us easy to overlook.
No, Nelly. They'll come here with their strange voices and their loud noises, and if they see us still here living...
Ma wouldn't let them.
Ma's not in a place to help us anymore, Nelly.
You shut up, Jess. She's strong all places. Ma and Lou are not gonna let them, 'cause they're females. Females who are strong.
Lulu almost got herself killed today. I tried telling them, but no, they all had it in their stupid heads they was just gonna go right up to them strange voices, tractor machines, and welcome them right on in.
But how come if we was friendly to them, how come they...
Ever since they showed up in that boat thing of theirs, you seen them make one act of niceness to us? No, nuh-uh. They not here to be welcome, Nelly. They here 'cause they want something, and they don't care who or what be in their way.
What do they care about, then?
I don't know, Nelly.
Well, just 'cause it didn't work today, that don't mean it won't ever work.
They don't talk, Nelly. They do. You've never seen one of them, have you?
They eat, don't they? They breathe in and out just like we do. They got hearts with blood in them, same as we got.
When this is all over, when this whole distress is done, I'm going to cut one of them open for you, Nelly. I'm going to cut one of them open and show you how their insides are nothing like how ours are. Any hearts they have probably are made with sharp and harsh edges. Any blood they pump is likely thick and ugly colored like oil. And I'll show you, Nelly, how everything will be twisted and not in the right place. There will be something to explain why they do the things they do.
I don't want you to cut anyone open, Justice. I don't imagine it'll help any. Come on, why don't we get ready chicken for Lou get home?
You want to do the feathering? So you can make sure none of the feathers fly away?
None of the feathers fly away? You mean I had a right thought, Justice? What I said about the feathers flying off? You mean I was right about that?
Yeah, you had a right thought, Nelly. A real right one.
It's nice, you know, Jess, when you say stuff like that.
Stuff like what, Nelly?
Stuff like about how when somebody done right, instead of how they've always done wrong. Hey, Jess, Should we really start eating? We don't even know where Lou at.
That you, Lulu?
Well, look who it is.
Of course it is, Lou. You know I always wait for you.
What are you looking at me like that for, Gooch?
Are you hurt? Or...
shot?
Yeah, I guess that.
Do I look shot to you?
No.
Well, there you go, then.
I was so...
so...
worried. Worried that you...
that I...
I guess they didn't take too kindly to your welcoming wagon, huh?
If you mean they murdered everyone but me, then no, not too kindly.
Wait, what are we laughing for? That ain't funny.
We're not laughing because of funny, Gooch. We're laughing because what else is there? Really, Gooch, what else is there? You know what I have been thinking about, though, Gooch?
I've never known what you're thinking, Lou.
Love?
Love?
Yeah, like loving. Like to love. Like being loved.
I'm listening.
What do you think, Gooch, about loving a different kind than us? A different sort?
Sounds okay, I guess.
It does?
Yeah, I think so.
What sort? Which kind?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. It's just... I mean, it's not like I lay awake at night and imagine how I'd go about...
So, what do you imagine, then?
How warm things could be. How nice. To lay next to be my face alongside some other face. Any kind. It don't matter.
But I think if I had to, if I was put somewhere with no other things to love, I might. I might be able to, if I had to. Gooch, I think I could love most anything.
Except me, huh?
Gooch, can I ask you?
To who?
All these years, all these days, you've known there wasn't any chance I'd ever look across at you the same way you look across at me.
Thank you for reminding me.
So what do you follow me around then for?
I don't stay by you, Lou, because I think I'll change your mind, but what else can I do? It's either be near you or don't be near you. It's an easy choice.
And do you know they won't ever change their minds out here, Gooch? They didn't come to this place to change their minds about anything.
Okay.
So we can either stay till they find us and be put up on that heap, or we can...
But you don't know, Lou. You don't know how come they keep some and not others. You don't know nothing about why they do.
I've been watching them, Gooch. And I believe it that if we put ourselves over by that one building, the one where they take the nets to, I believe it that they might figure us for a couple of strays that got loose somehow, then takes us on back inside.
Yeah, but inside what?
I don't know.
At night, sometimes I can hear them. Our kind. Inside that building. They don't sound too happy.
At least they're alive, Gooch.
At least they're all together.
So what do you choose, Gooch? It's either wait for that heap, or...
You know what I choose, Lou.
Say it.
You. I choose you, Lou. That's what I'll always choose, no matter what the question.
It's good to see you're taking this seriously, Gooch.
What about Nellie?
I couldn't do that to her.
Oh, just to me, huh?
If Nellie not once has to see any of this with her own eyes...
She and Just probably worried for you, Lou.
You don't mention this to either of them, Gooch. Do you understand me?
Yeah, I do.
Come on, then. Let's... What is, Gooch? You sure you want to come with me, Gooch?
Yeah. That's the only thing I've ever been sure of, Lou.
It's Lou.
Stay you down, Nelly. Do you hear me say otherwise? Hey, not only can I see your ugly head sticking out, but I can smell you just as good. Come on now, for your stink, give us away. Now, what is the point of hiding like that?
I didn't want to bother you, is all.
That you, Gooch?
Yeah, Nelly Belly, it's me.
Nelly, what did I tell you about staying put?
It's just Gooch. What's he ever brought harm to?
If I say it to you to stay put, then you do that till I unsay it.
Justice, that don't make no sense.
Down, Nelly, now!
Are you just gonna let Nelly stay down like that?
Are you part of this family, Gooch?
No, I suppose I'm not.
Justice. Nelly?
Lou!
Really?
What?
That's all you got to say.
Oh, sorry, how are you? Nelly, how's it going?
Well, I didn't get shot, so, you know, that's good.
And Justice?
No, I wasn't shot either, Lou. Yourself?
I seem to have avoided that for one more day, Jess. Good to be home.
Yeah, home. I'm glad you remember that.
So... Wow, did you all hear the shots today?
I did.
I heard them too.
And how about you, Justice? Did you hear the shots? There was 1, 2, 3 of them.
I can do you better than that.
He was at the heap today.
Yeah, see, when I go out there, I do it for my family. Here. Apologies, Gooch. Don't mean to tease you. Hell, you must be used to that.
What's that supposed to mean, Jess? Gooch has got to be hungry. Especially after all that thumping he's been doing.
Don't you worry about it, Nelly. Justice is right. He's got to watch out for you and Lou. That's what he's got to watch out for.
But if you're hungry and we got food, it don't make no sense that 3 of us sit with our bellies okay while 1 of us not.
Nelly, we put the chicken into 3 parts. 1 for me, you, and Lou. We didn't put it into 4.
That's how come Gooch can't eat? 'Cause math?
Gooch, go on, have a bite. I ain't even all that hungry.
No, Gooch, you leave her share.
Jess, it's my share. What do you care what I do with it?
I am not out there every day putting myself right in the middle of danger for just anyone, Lou. I'm doing it 'cause you two is my family, and Ma sent me to take care of you.
Ma wouldn't have had anybody go starving in her house, Justice.
Please, I don't need anything. I'm not...
You had you some good canned food today, huh?
Yeah, Nelly. Why, I found me 3 or 4 good cans almost all the way full. Oh, you should have seen the way I stuffed my Gooch belly today. See that? Look at how round.
It don't look round.
If Gooch wanted help in getting food, he should have got his own family.
He had his own family. Just, and they died. Yours just happened to not. It ain't his fault to be alone.
Well, then he could have started his own new family then, couldn't you, Gooch?
Please, don't get a raising voices over me.
You didn't start any family, Jess. You just lucked into this one.
If all this hadn't come about, me and Rosemarie'd have us a family right here in this spot. And there I'd have 2 families. You telling me Gooch can't get 1?
You're no better than he is, Jess. You're just luckier.
Life don't have luck, Lou. It has effort. And anybody who has anything will tell you same.
And anybody who don't have anything? What'll they tell you?
They'll tell you that nothing is their fault, that they just stumbled onto some bad luck, and that's how come.
How come what?
How come everything?
But Gooch tried, Justice. He tried harder than anybody I ever known. He's been trying with Lulu since I don't even know, 'cause I wasn't born yet.
That ain't trying, Nelly. That's just stupid.
Oh, really? Just, and why is that?
You all do realize that I'm standing right here, right?
Because it ain't trying if you got no chance, is it?
Aw, he got a chance, don't he, Lou?
Yeah, Lou, answer her. Do we?
Still standing. Right here.
And because he doesn't have a chance with me, Justice, What do you propose he do?
Something else.
What else?
Anything else.
Give me an example.
Lou, I don't have the slightest idea what Gooch ought to have done with his life besides waste it next to you. I have my own life and family to worry over.
But maybe I should go.
Don't go.
Yeah, stay. That way I got someone to watch them fight with.
What if, Justice, I was the last female in existence? What if there were no other females, not anywhere? What would you suggest Gooch do then?
You know, I really am glad with all that's going on right outside our home, you somehow find the time to drag me into these stupid—
What should he do?
Fine. So in this so very realistic scenario, does he have a chance at a family with you, or don't he?
No, he does not.
And you're the only female left.
Exactly.
With no other choices in life, then yes, I suppose he might as well just follow you around as opposed to being...
What?
Alone.
So, it's better to settle for almost than it is to have nothing?
That's a weird way to sum it up, but okay.
Wait, are we still talking about Gooch and the chicken?
I doubt it.
So can he?
Can he what?
Have some of my chicken. It is the last piece left.
You're gonna do what you want anyways, Lou. No matter how much I care. Always have. Matter of fact, it don't even have weight how much somebody love and care for you. Do it! Lulu is gonna do what's best for Lulu. Every time.
At least I don't let hungry go hungry. Here you are, Gooch.
Thought you was full up, Gooch.
Maybe them canned foods wasn't as full as I thought, Nelly Belly.
So?
What?
What, did we just meet, like, for the first time? Is that what you think?
Do you think they're ever gonna stop looking for us, Justice?
Well, if we...
Not done! And if, when they do find us, do you think there is any chance they're not gonna just shoot us down, then cut our throats?
Lovely. Nelly, you can thank your sister Lou for how you sleep tonight.
Is that what? What are they cutting our throats for? Why would they cut our throats for?
Oh, they don't cut all the throats, Nelly Belly. Just, you know, most of them.
And now you can thank Gooch for you sleep tomorrow night.
What do they do when they don't cut the throat?
Well,
Gooch.
Some of them, they don't cut nothing. They shoot you in the leg, sure.
This is much better.
Well, they have to keep you from running.
Gooch!
But then, without hurting, they take you up into a net and carry you back to one of their buildings where they let you live forever and ever.
And ever?
Uh-huh, Nelly. Just like that.
Well, who the hell would want the cutthroat thing? Let's go do the ever and ever option.
No, go on, Gooch. I'm curious myself how you're gonna back your way out of this one.
Maybe he don't have to.
What did you say?
I said maybe he don't have to.
Outside. Now.
That means they want to have a discussion that I would not be able to contribute to.
It's probably best that way, Nelly.
But I meant what I said. If living forever and ever is something we can do, why don't we just do that?
Where you been all day?
You got something to ask, just ask it.
Were you over by those buildings? Were you?
No. Just, I promise to you I was not.
If you think for even a second I'd let Nelly be put into one of them buildings...
I wouldn't either, Jess, of course not.
Well, I know Gooch didn't just come up with that scenario on his own.
No, neither would I.
So?
I want for Nelly exactly what we discussed, Justice. The less she see, the better.
I'd rather have my throat cut 1,000 times than her see just one time what me and you seen.
Gooch wasn't supposed to speak.
About what?
What you agreed with, Justice. We don't have any other choices. We are down to just those two. And I'd rather settle for what I can get than nothing at all.
We said to Ma we would not separate. Not ever.
That was a different world, Jess.
You, me, and Nelly is the only world there is.
No, Jess, it's not. And maybe if that wasn't how you think, we might.
Might what, Lou?
Don't get me wrong, Jess. I appreciate what you've done for us. I do, but...
Say it!
Maybe if you hadn't told every family to watch for their own and that's it, maybe we could have helped each other. We could have come together. We could have...
That is how we get by, Lou. That's exactly how Ma got by, too. You think she worked herself like she done that for anybody but us three?
No, Justice, I... Maybe you don't remember, or maybe you don't want to remember. But when we were little, you couldn't tell any of us apart. There'd be so many little ones running around from house to house, and everyone's door was open. There was no this is ours and that is theirs. It was all of us. It was after she got weak that you started telling us to mark what was ours and keep what we had to our own.
Our mother was not going to be here anymore, Lou. We had to prepare. We had to make sure we had enough for Nellie to...
Nellie would have had hundreds of enough. She would have been surrounded by it. But instead she just had you and me. The three of us behind closed doors.
It wasn't safe anymore.
It wasn't safe? Because everyone's sitting alone by their separated selves getting picked off one by one. Of course they weren't safe. Because for all your protection, Justice, for all your posturing about, all you really did was make everyone by themselves. What do you think your Rosemary run off for? If she run off.
She's alive, Lou. She's off somewhere safe. I know it that she is. She ain't nowhere in that heap. She ain't never will be on that heap. Do you hear me? Not ever.
Look at us, Justice. Believe what you want, but we are alone here. Even with each other, we are alone. This is it. We are the last ones left. And we have no more choices to make.
And you see, that's how percentages work, Nellie Belly.
I see.
So while it may be possible that you'd live forever and ever...
And ever, yeah.
More than likely.
I'd be shot in the leg, then have my throat cut across with blood all over before they dump me onto the heap.
Precisely.
I admit I don't know much about it, but I'm beginning to think I'd hate man.
Me too.
And while I like talking to you and all, Gooch, I don't really. I'm gonna go see what Lou and Jess... Oh!
So... I was just wondering if I might stay here tonight.
What for?
Well, I mean, I guess 'cause... Everyone else got killed today. That's the main reason if I had to pick.
Do you snore?
Yeah.
Oh, you gonna sleep by Lulu?
Well, look, just laying near Lulu ain't gonna keep you warm. Especially considering how cold she's been to you for your entire life. You're going to have to go out and scrounge up your own things to keep warm.
Is that okay, Lou?
You don't need to go get your own anything, Gooch. We got enough right here.
Oh, no, we do not. I had to take some of the things with our scent and put them way over past the water to throw them off where we at.
Fine. But, Gooch, when you're out there scrounging up, you feel free to bring back whatever you see fit for any of us. There ain't no reason for you to go and put yourself in danger just for yourself. From here on out, there is no more this is for you and that's for me. We are together.
All right. I'll just be...
You're just giving him more work, you realize? You put that in his head, he's gonna be out there for three times as long.
You bringing up a lot of math today, Jess.
Nellie, if you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to take away a couple of them pillows you like so much and see if you don't stay up half the night trying to count how many you got left.
I stay up the whole night anyways, Jess. I don't know what you go thinking half.
What's that mean?
It was mathematical, Justice. You ought to understood it real, real good.
You ain't sleeping?
Nobody is.
Why not?
What was you and Lou discussing outside?
Nothing.
Fine. Then I don't know why I ain't sleeping. It's a complete crazy mystery.
It's okay, Nellie. Let's just never mind all that, okay?
Yeah, let's just never mind everything. We'll never mind what we have each other. We'll never mind the whole world and just settle, ain't that right?
It's okay if you're not sleeping, Nellie. Pretty soon all that not sleeping will add up. And then guess what?
What?
Poof! Without even noticing, your eyes will shut and they'll stay shut for a long time until you aren't sleepy anymore.
And then what?
Then when you wake up, you won't feel the awful that you do now.
Is that what you and Jess was discussing out there then? The future of my sleep patterns?
The moment you two go over there, Lou, we're done. They'll never let you back out again. We'll just begin breeding and rebreeding underneath them, and that'll be who we are.
At least I'll be able to sleep.
Will you, Lou? Or will you always be on alert? The smallest sound, the most distant notice, and your whole body will jump up scared. 'Cause you're in their world, not yours. And no matter how long you stay there, they'll never let you forget that.
Jess, what are you talking about? I don't like it. What are you talking about?
Nothing, Nellie. He just wants us all to sleep better, that's all.
You going somewhere, Lou? You and Gooch?
Of course not. Gooch is out getting us all stuff. Huh, won't that be nice, Nellie? Having 1, 2, 3, 4 of us in here. Just like how it used to be.
I want to know what you two was yelling at outside.
Nellie, I'm sorry. That was my fault. I told her not to go to the bridge today, but she went anyways. And, well, we know how that turned out. I was just telling her how I told her so, how I'd wish she'd listened to me, how close she got to being hurt, how lucky she was that once.
Come on, Nellie. Why don't we lay you down?
I'm not stupid, you know.
Never stupid, Nellie.
Just a few years younger is all.
Don't talk math to me, Jess. Not once more.
Sleep, Nellie.
Listen to your sister.
Know how come I'm not stupid?
Why?
Why?
'Cause you two never agree on anything. The only time you two bandy up is when you're lying to me.
We'll talk about it in the morning.
We'll talk about it in the afternoon.
Why the afternoon?
No reason, Nellie. I was just trying to disagree with Lou so you'd feel more at home.
Is it 'cause in the afternoon, Gooch and Lulu will be out by those buildings trying to get that net put around them? Is that why? Is it?
Nellie.
You okay, Nellie?
Nellie, come on. Of course that's not why.
Breathe, Nellie.
Nellie?
How could you go out there, Lou? You don't have to go with them. There's horrible things out there. How could anyone... If I was a bullet, I'd be so proud. Always when I hear them go off, even from that very first time, always I imagine. They sit inside the gun machine, so warm and snug. Other little bullets snug next to them. Hey, hi, warm in here, isn't it? And I bet you they don't want to go. In fact, I bet you they would stay inside that gun machine for all their lives just sitting like this. But I guess that's not what bullets were invented for. Staying put. They have to go somewhere. Out. Into the world. But you know why it'd be okay to be a bullet? 'Cause you get to go so fast! So fast they move, I want to scream! And finally, they're someplace else. But a bullet doesn't know where he or she is going. They just go. Because somebody makes them so. Somebody makes them so they go. I don't think anyone should be made to go anywhere. You should only go where you want to. Bad stuff happens when forced to go. Bad stuff happens. Like that!
Oh my God, Gooch!
Oh no, Gooch, they gotcha! Nelly, get me some water. Then I need you to put pressure right here. Nelly, go! Lou, you talk to him. Let him hear your voice. Lou!
Hey there, Gooch. It's me, Lulu. Yeah, I'm right here, close. Just like you always wanted. With you and not going no place. Can you hear me?
Of course I can hear you. You're talking into my ear, love.
I shouldn't have sent you out.
Oh, you didn't send me out. I went.
I'm sorry, Gooch. Sometimes I am so sorry.
Just sometimes.
How are you feeling, Gooch?
Well, your brother is trying to dig a bullet out of my chest. I felt better.
How did...
Doesn't matter. They would have got me soon enough. I always come by here at night to make sure you're okay. That you're safe.
I didn't know that.
Every night.
Who's...
Yeah, they all look alike to me. You don't, though. You look one of a kind. Holding over me. Oh, my God. Look at you. If there was anything ever I wanted to be looking at while my breathing stopped, it's you.
You shouldn't talk like that.
It's true. You're it for me.
Even when you were at the heap today.
You should have seen the smell.
I can imagine.
You know something? They all smell like that when they're not you.
Jez, what's wrong? How come he's shivering like that for?
Means he's giving a fight, Nell. I just need to get it. I can just...
You never give up, do you?
If you don't have what you want, what else have you got?
They're close by, then?
Yeah. This is about the last spot left.
Come on!
Easy, Jess, you don't want to bury it in further. That's too much blood and too much.
Hey, look at me. You see me?
Oh, yeah.
You can do this. You just keep not giving up like how you do with me. You hear me?
He's lost too much.
No, keep trying. Keep trying.
I don't know much else I can do.
I think this is it, Lou. I think that's clear.
No, you're wrong. You're going to stay the night here with me. Just like how you always dreamed. Laying right up close. You'll be wrapped around me like...
You don't have to.
Shut up. Wrapped around me like...
Like death, Lou?
Shut up.
I can't do nothing more.
But...
It's too deep.
Is he? Oh, God, is he?
Yeah. He is, Nelly.
I gotta go.
No, please, just...
Come on, Lou. Don't make my last sight be you crying.
I'm sorry all the time for how I was. I'm sorry I wasn't nicer.
Hey, you were honest. And you're here now. Hey, Lou.
What?
I'm happy. Right at the end, I am. Because of you.
Gonna miss you, Gooch. I will. I do.
Know what? I believe you.
Know what he'd say if he could still speak? On my last day, I got to give it good and hard to some nameless peace in the morning. And by night, I was being kissed by the one I love and always will. That's a pretty good day.
At least he was never up on that heap. At least he had that.
They ain't gonna get no more bodies on that heap. They've had their last.
I don't know if I'm crying over him, like who he was, or that I'll never be as beautiful again.
It's good that you are, Lou, crying. He'd appreciate.
How come they gunshot him? What did he do?
He was here. That's all it takes.
They'll be here soon. They will.
I know I said earlier how I'd want to be a bullet, but honest, I don't really understand the gun machine, like why it was invented for. Like I've never even seen one, just only heard how loud. I imagine the gun machine to be very, very heavy, and if I were to touch it, it'd be so hot, probably burn my... It's got metal, I know that much. And it's fast, like I was saying. And it does that. That much, I know real good. I guess I don't understand what they need them for. I mean, I get it that they need them to put the bullets go real, real fast, but why do they even want to do that? Why did they bring them along on that boat thing when they got here? What were they expecting to find that they'd need mean things like that for? And before they got here, what did they do with them? Did they make the gun machines go loud on each other, on their own kind? I've got so many questions I'd like to know the answers to, but maybe I'm better off. Maybe I haven't got the mind to understand anyways. And maybe... Oh, this might sound awful to say, but... Maybe I wish their boat thing had sunk down into the cold, cold ocean before they ever landed on our nice place to live.
Come on, Nelly.
Couldn't we just stay here a little longer, huh, Jess? Oh, it's so peaceful here, so quiet.
You will, Nelly. Pretty soon you'll be able to stay like this and nobody will take you from it. But right now, I need you to come back. Come on, Nelly. I'll take his body towards to the water.
Coach just said they're coming.
And he deserved to be put somewhere they won't ever get to him. Now, it won't be gone long.
But how long?
I'm just headed to Gooch's spot. Not long.
But...
Lou...
Don't worry. I wouldn't let Nelly to be left alone, Jess.
Hurry, Justice. Did you mean what you said, Lou? About not leaving me?
Of course, Nelly.
I don't think I could make it on my own.
I don't think you could either.
That's not a very nice thing to say.
You're not strong, Nelly. And you never will be.
What if I come with you, Lou?
Do you know what caught is, Nelly? Caught is waking up every morning in a place you didn't ever choose or want to be. And you can't ever leave. You can't ever make choices again because they make them for you.
I don't know what I'm doing here, Rosemary. I promised him I'd be back as quick as I can. Look at our spot. It's still here. Don't you worry, Rosie. There's just a cloud passing over, that's all. The sun will be back over you right quick. I need you to get out of her sunlight. You can have this whole everything. The bridge and river underneath it. But you cannot have this one spot. Cause my Rosemary is gonna come back to me, and this spot has to be here waiting just how she remember it by. Now you think I'm crazy, but see, right now, I can taste her in every breath I take in, and I speak to her with every breath I send out, and I won't let any of your ugliness take that away.
Nellie.
I thought they would talk like how we do.
Something's wrong.
Will the engine stop, though?
Nellie, if he's out there, he's got no way of getting to us.
But...
Nellie, if they wanted to tractor over us, they could have done so.
What? What is it? What are you thinking about?
I need you to get yourself hid under those blankets now, Nellie.
But...
Go on, Nellie. They are going to come in here, and if they see you...
I'm going.
Now, Nellie, you do not move. Not even a movement until... Do you understand?
I do. Jess!
Jess, what happened? What happened to you?
Jess, what's that covered all over you?
Jess, what happened?
You're bleeding, Jess!
I'm not hurt, Nellie.
But there's blood!
Jess, look at me. What happened?
They're right outside.
You're not cut, are you?
Are you hurt at all?
Look, I'm not hurt. I'm fine.
But wait, what's the blood for? Jess, I don't understand.
Please, Nellie.
It's all over you, Jess.
Look, one day I will explain everything to you, but right now, Nellie, get to the back of the room. Get underneath them blankets and...
I know all about the blankets, Jess. Why are you bloody for, Jess? Why are you...
Jess, whose blood is that?
It's so much blood, Jess. It's too much.
Jess!
Look, it's not my blood. Now, Nellie, get yourself hid. Lou!
What did you do, Jess?
Please!
Oh, Justice, please tell me you didn't!
Didn't what? Why?
Is that what they stopped for? Jess, is that why they're outside like that?
Is what? Why is what?
Yes, Lou, they are looking for me now. They won't stop until they...
Will somebody tell me what?
How could you do, Jess?
They put a bullet to somebody who did nothing with his life but love you. They captured and put a heap of bodies filled with everyone we know and shared our lives with. Every spot of everything we know is gone! How could I not do?
They're waiting on him, Nellie, because he killed one of them. They were waiting for him to get home, and now he is.
But they don't know. Just as he was quiet, they don't know him to be home.
I have to go.
Go where, Lou?
I'm sorry.
Don't leave your family, Lou. Don't do it!
I don't have a choice anymore, Justice!
They haven't come yet. They've stopped the tractor, and listen, I can't even hear them no more.
You can choose to be with your family, Lou!
This is not being with your family, Just! This is not that!
Yes, it is, Lou. Here we are. We're right here!
Nellie, you remember, not a movement.
Please, Lulu, please. Justice, make her stay.
Lou!
Come on now. You two get down. I'm opening up the outside now.
No, don't let her go, Jess!
Nellie!
Nellie! How can we just let go? How can we just let go of what we call home?
Nellie!
You have been listening to Chatterbox Audio Theater's production of The Nature of Captivity by Matthew Paul Olmos, featuring Anne Hogan as Nellie, Ramsey Rule as Justice, Kilby Yarbrough as Lulu, and David Hammonds as Gooch. Sound effects by the cast. Original artwork by Robert Arnold. Directed and produced by Robert Arnold. This is Pamela Puletti. The mission of Chatterbox Audio Theater is sparking imaginations through outstanding theatrical recordings. Download our shows, meet our cast and crew, and make a donation to support our work at www.chatterboxtheater.org.
Thank you for listening to Monday Matinee right here on the Mutual Audio Network. Please consider subscribing to other days of the Mutual feeds, including Tuesday Terrors for horror, Wednesday Wonders, our science fiction and fantasy magazine, Thursday Thrillers for action, adventure, mystery, and crime drama, Friday Follies, our end-of-the-week comedy series, Saturday Story Circle for kids and families alike, and Sunday Showcase, bringing you the very newest in audio releases for the week from our United Artists of Audio, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.